are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam. And joining us this morning here on People in Your Neighborhood, it's Peer Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today?
Good morning, Dave. Just great today after that little more snow that we got here the last couple of days.
Yeah. It was kind of showed up out of the blue. I mean, there was the chance, but they never really said, this is how much you may see. It just kind of showed up.
Yeah, it did. And it looked like we were kind of on the northern edge of that. You know, a lot of a lot more of it went south, you know. But we got some, you know, we'll have some snow for a while yet.
Oh, definitely. We're still in the midst of winter, but something that's happening with the city is essential air service. Of course, it's time to get that ball rolling again.
Yes, it sure is. It is, Dave, you know, and that's a two-year contract. And as we've talked before on the show, that the current two-year contract with Denver Air Connection, that expires in May, the end of May. And so it was time to take a look at that. So the United States Department of Transportation is the one that the contract is actually with. It's not with the city of Pierre. And so they asked for proposals, you know, at the end of last year in November. They've received one proposal from Denver Air Connection. They were the only ones that submitted one. So they sent that to the city of Pierre. We've been looking at all of the options. There was three options. One was to continue the 12 weekly flights we have from Pierre to Denver, just as we have now.
Okay.
And that's proven to be a success. We had over 16,000 boardings last year, which is great. There was another option of two hubs, one Denver and one Chicago, going east. And then the third option was two hubs, one being Denver and one being Minneapolis. So each one of those options had pros and cons, and the city staff and our, you know, the airport consultant the city has, we got together, looked at all the options. We got good input from the community. And I'd have to say the majority of people that talked to me or the other commissioners or sent in, you know, emails, the majority of those by far were two hubs, Denver and Minneapolis. And so, and I know that we've, you know, the times I was on commissioner and even as mayor, a lot of people told me we needed a Minneapolis route. So I'm pleased to, you know, our final decision was that we recommended to the United States Department of Transportation that they approve two hubs, Denver and Minneapolis, and it'd be 12 weekly flights to Denver with four of those flights, an option to Minneapolis. So I think that gives us a nice compromise between what the public was asking for, mm-hmm. what we think that operationally the city of Pierre can do and the boardings can do. The only, it's just a recommendation by the city.
Right.
So it's not final yet. The Department of Transportation will make that final decision. But, the you know, they look at a variety of things. It's just not, okay, that's what the local government suggests.
Right.
You know, there's lots of other things.
It's not locked in.
Exactly, exactly. And so they look at a variety of things, as well as the city did too, you know, as far as boardings and departure times and days and interline agreements, getting your baggage checked. So all of those things were taken into consideration when the city made the recommendation of the two hubs. But I'm very pleased with that recommendation. Like I said, I think it's a good compromise between, you know, the options that we had. And, you know, Pierre is very fortunate to even have a rural route.
Yes.
Nationwide, a lot of the rural routes have been canceled. There's communities in nationwide much bigger than Pierre in that 250,000 people range that don't have a commercial airline at their airport. So Pierre is very fortunate. I'm looking forward. Denver Air Connection has proven to be a great partner with the city. They've really been in, you know, communications with the city and how can they do things better and listen to the input. And so they've been a great partner to work with. And whatever option we end up with, it'll be another two-year contract with Denver Air Connection. And like I say, we're blessed to have a 50-passenger jet rural route.
Most definitely. And it's hard to believe that the 2 years is almost coming gone.
It is, Dave. Yeah, it really is. It's amazing how fast that goes by, you know. And so once this one is awarded, it'll start this summer. And then, you know, a year and a half, they'll submit, you know, they'll put out for proposals again. So that'll come around in a hurry.
So I know folks are wondering, for this current one, when can we expect a decision onto what the final choice is?
Typically, the Department of Transportation gets back with their final decision within 30 days. So we had to have our input in January 20th, by tomorrow. I sent my letter to them yesterday. We sent them a hard copy as well as electronic copy. So they received that, and it's on the federal docket currently. So basically, by February 20th, we should have a final decision on what we're getting. And then after that, there's more work to be done, too, because when we made our decision, we didn't know the departure or arrival times or the days and exactly what the flight's schedule was going to be.
Sure.
So once we do get a final determination, then we'll have to keep working and get that out to the public so that they'll know what the routes are when they're making their travel plans.
And if there are some changes, we do get that hub to Minneapolis as well. That's going to be a little bit before it goes into effect for us.
Yeah, right. Because now that once the DOT decision is made, then Denver Air Connection needs to work with the Minneapolis airport, see what the gate availability is, and, you know, make those connections with the airport there. So even though the new contract may start, before we get the Minneapolis hub, that may be, you know, a couple months into the contract by the time everything gets figured out
right
on that.
So a little bit more of a process for that, even once we find out at the end of next month.
That's right. Yep, there's more work to be done. But we'll sure keep the public informed as we get, you know, final decisions made so that they can, you know, start planning their travel.
Absolutely. Another thing going on, of course, the legislature is in town, and that's a pretty big boon for the area, isn't it?
You know, it really is, Dave. You know, that's January, February, and then the first couple of weeks in March. You know, the session's in play here, so we get all of the legislators, of course. A lot of those call Pierre their second home because they're, you know, they basically live here those 2.5 months. And then you get all the lobbyists and interested groups that are interested in particular legislation here to talk to their legislators. You get a lot of visitors to the legislature. You know, school buses come to see their government and in play and how that all works. And so it's just a busy time of year. It's a great economic boost for the city of Pierre because, you know, they stay in our motels, they eat in our restaurants, they fill up their cars with gas, they stop at our convenience stores, they go to, you know, all of those, all of our businesses. And so it's just a great thing. And, you know, what's really interesting, too, is that I know a lot of the legislators just because I go to a lot of the events that they have. And this year particularly, it just seems like a lot of them have told me that, Pierre has changed a lot since we were here last. It really looks like some things are going on now that we got, you know, the development down there where Old City Hall is gone, and the water treatment plant's completed, the pool, they can see progress on that. And so, our legislators, our state is seeing the progress that Pierre's has done, you know, even just the last year. And so that's good news, too. But we sure appreciate the legislature and all the legislators and all of our visitors to the capital city. We just appreciate them coming to Pierre here and have the welcome mat out to them.
Absolutely. And, of course, here we're still in winter, so, I mean, we don't have as much snow on the ground and on the streets, but there's still a little bit out there.
Yeah, there is. You know, and one thing I think people have noticed as far as our snow removal goes is that, and typically we don't do this because we don't get that big blast like we had, you know, and we have those big piles of snow. We always get around, try and remove the snow, you know, and get the at least residential streets opened up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this year now we've been going back and really trying to get the streets, the completed plowing curb to curb. And you've seen the road graders out, and we've even had our big blower out in the residential districts, which typically we haven't done that. But because of the amount of snow that we got, we're still trying to get curb to curb for everybody, and we've got some big equipment in residential areas. So that's something, like I say, typically we don't do, but we're just trying to make a bigger effort this year to get all that cleaned up.
Yeah, and that is much appreciated, I can tell you that.
Yep.
And believe it or not, we need to start thinking about golf, because before you know it, things will get rolling again.
You know, it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah.
As we were talking earlier, Dave, we've been playing golf at the end of March in some past years. Now, this year, with the amount of snow we had, it might be into April a little bit, but certainly we've been working on the hiring a pro shop manager.
Right.
And we just signed the contract with him this week. And the new golf course manager, not the golf course, but the clubhouse manager out there, is a gentleman by the name of Chad Wise. And he had the same position down in Kimball, Nebraska, at the Four Winds Golf Course down there. He's a great golf instructor. So all of you that are out there and need a little tune up on your game, Chad is the one to help you out, because
nice.
He's got a reputation for being a great golf instructor. And so he and his wife, and they've got an 8-year-old daughter, I believe. They'll be moving to Pierre, so we welcome them. And I'm really glad and excited that Chad and his family decided to come here, because, you know, Karen and Larry Hahn, they just did an excellent job. And they decided to retire, and we wish them all the luck. They're going to be around here still golfing, so that's good.
Very nice.
But Chad and his wife, I'm really excited to welcome them to Pierre. And, you know, it's just we had some good applicants, but Chad just, did great on everything. So we're looking forward to a great golf season. And, you know, the snow is actually good for the golf course itself.
Right.
Last year it was pretty hard on it because we didn't get a lot of snow, and that freezing cold, affects the soil and the grass a lot, you know, if you don't have that snow cover. Now with this nice snow cover, kind of insulates the ground a little bit and protects it. So we're looking, once it greens up, you know, I think it'll come around a lot quicker than it did last spring. So we're looking for a great golf season coming up here.
Fantastic. There's a lot going on in the city. Thank you for stopping in and giving us an update, as always.
Yeah, you bet, Dave. Always appreciate the opportunity to let the public know what's going on in the community.
Always good to have you here. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you again soon.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. There's Pierre Mayor Steve Harding joining us for the Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate and May Adams.